you have to look at distribution channels. I mean, you're not the only one selling your pipe products. So you've set a price, but you also have to take into account what? What is the commission you're going to give? Are you going to give a higher commission? Are you going to give a low commission? What is the commission depending on the size of group? So what 8% is, 8 to 10% is your normal law. But on certain aspects, you have to give higher commission. Sometimes you do a bulk sale right at the beginning. You say 1,500 room nights you've already bought, you pay the money, immediate payment. Those are your room nights reserved. This is your commission. So, I mean, there are different ways of the distribution channel which you adopt. So when you're adopting the different ways of distribution channels, you have to keep that in mind when you're doing pricing. Many external factors come into mind. Price elasticity, business confidence, exchange rates, microenvironments within the context of pricing. Exchange rate, what is your exchange rate? Your exchange rate goes up, comes down. You are selling a room at $100. At $100 2 years ago, it was 6,500. Now it is 8,200. That has to be kept in mind. You could go to the reverse manner also. Rupee strengthens. Your income comes down. You have to keep that in mind. What is the consumer confidence on your product? How many people are coming? What is your market share? Price elasticity. You have to consider that. Inflation. Price of living has gone up by 10%, 7% this year. That means a minimum 7% increase in salaries to staff. It's your first inflationary pressure. If I had a food inflation has gone up by 10-12%, minimum 20% increase in food cost. That is your second inflationary pressure. Your income tax has gone up. Inflationary pressure. Your taxes have gone up, inflation pressure. Then you have anything and everything contributes to inflation. Your interest rates have gone up, that contributes to inflation. That is what you have to keep in mind, domestic inflation. It not only affects the national economy, but also affects the business. If a consumer, if his inflation has gone up, that means he's got 7 to 10% lesser to spend in the year. If other things remain equal. So you have to factor in inflationary pressures in your pricing policies. Then your industry structure. Your pricing dynamics is dependent on your industry structure, which includes your cost structure, your number of players which are there, the capacity of the industry, the supply versus demand. If there is 5,000 rooms in a city, what is the overall occupancy the city is doing? If the overall occupancy is doing 85%, then you're fighting for the pie of 85%. You're not fighting for a pie of 120%. If you're fighting for a pie of 120%, it's easy to increase prices. If you're fighting for a pie of 85%, there it is competition in terms of prices. You can't increase the prices that way. So that can be taken into account. Nature of competition. What is your rivalry? Where is your rivalry? What is it ethical? What are the industry pricing policies which are being used? How is profitability being enhanced with competition and competitive environment? Is it vicious? Is it an unethical rivalry? Is it cutthroat? If it's cutthroat, then it'll adversely affect your pricing, your profitability. Ethical and all, yeah, you will not be affected that much. In fact, it will be win-win for both sides. Regulatory framework. Now, this is a very important aspect. Yeah, your taxation which you directly charge the guests. The advent of GST, it is your input cost versus your taxation. The amount of tax which is there. Carries on and adds on to the cost to the customer. Especially foreigners who are coming into India, they're not going to get GST rebates anywhere abroad. So their prices have already gone up by 18, 20, 25% depending on what the tax is at that particular point of time and your category of hotel. other charges which are levied, excise duties on your imports, alcoholic beverages, all those have to be taken into account when you're doing your pricing. Then you have a market leader strategy. Now, you're a well-established hotel organization. You have a loyal customer base, strong brand image. Then you become the market leader pricing. So you can afford to charge a premium on services. And you keep adding in your services to keep charging premiums on the services, and people are willing to pay because you have that brand image. And you have that loyal customer, they will come to you no matter what. So that you adopt that as a strategy. I'm the market leader, I'll be a market leader. I don't care what anybody else is doing. But these strategies only move in mainly in the luxury sector. Five-star hotels, highest quality of customer experience. You know, people pay premium for that. It's a prestige price. People are willing to pay the premium for the price. That's another strategy which you use. Then, if you're a traditional three-star hotel, you're a well-maintained hotel, good location, high level of loyal customers, repeat business, offering value for money, competitiveness, mid-range pricing strategy is what you have been adopting. And you will continuously adopt that policy because that is what is giving you the revenue. A budget hotel, you have low prices because your market segmentation is different. Your product offering, your facilities are much more different from than what a 3-star or a 5-star has. And you're delivering only pure value for money. So your pricing strategy depends on what segmentation you choose to be in or what your infrastructure allows you to be in. Market follower strategy. So you're a new entrant. Now you know this, you built this hotel, you are now in hitting this particular market segment. Now, you know this is your competition and you need to penetrate into the market segment because you're new. How do you do it? So, you follow a market follower strategy. You constantly follow the person you believe to be your equal competition as me. So, but you do similar pricing or lower pricing on the market leader in that category. So you try and make yourself more competitive, attract customers, you cut the pricing of your competition to attract market share, and you grow accordingly. Your strategy here is only to get the person to come and experience your hotel first. Once he experiences your hotel, he'll start coming again and again and again and again. So again, these are used by quality five-star properties, seeking to grow market share by exceptional value pricing. Now there are two ways of looking at it. You're following, you're undercutting the market, you're establishing and trying to seek market share. Your whole thing is you know, getting more people into your place, letting them experience you. So when you're doing that, you're seeking to grow market share. You undercut the market, but you start developing in value adds so that you can and start regaining that market share back and regaining the pricing back again. See, there are mid-market hotels, there are lots of them. You're competing against established properties, aggressive chains, individual properties. They're all seeking increasing room occupancy to build market share by offering exceptional value products. Nowadays, you see, you know, your online travel agents, OTAs, like Make My Trip, etc. They will offer you in a segment 20 hotels listed down if you're doing an online purchase as a customer. Now, you see which are the best in those places. You read all the reviews. Now, if they are priced at 8,000 and your price is 6,000, you're trying to gain that market share from them, trying to steal their market share. So, it's a value-based pricing. You're trying to create 8 people to come into you, and then you're, after that, once you come in, you start giving them exceptional value pricing. Now, methods of calculating price. Price calculation methods. Cost-based method, low pricing level that an organization can charge to remain viable. So it's a simple thing. My cost is 1,000, fixed cost. My variable cost is 500. So 1,500 is my cost. So I take the cost of operating the entire hotel full occupancy and I divide it by the number of rooms. That's one method. That is my minimum cost. Now, over and above that, anything is my profit. So that's how I base that. Or I put the cost of operating a particular unit is so much. If I sell it at this much, at this much occupancy, will I get this much? So when I do a cost base, when I say this is what my cost is, and over and above that is my profit, so I am doing return on investment. I put more emphasis on generating cash flow than generating quality cash. You understand? In return on investment. In competition-based method, considers the prices, simply follow competitors. I do not look at my cost, I do not look at anything. I want market share. He is selling at 5,000, I will sell it at 4,800. I will simply follow it. Value-based pricing method is when I look at what is our buyer's perception. Is he willing to pay 5,000? Yes. But what is the perceived value which he is getting out of the 5,000, which his perception is? So I based it on that. And marketing-based method is simple. What is my customer? Understanding it. Is he willing to pay 6,000 rupees for my room? I will price it at what he is willing to pay. So my pricing is completely market-based, marketing-based. What is my perception of his willingness of to pay? Ask him, we've gone through this price positioning method before. Now let's... Skimming means I am positioning myself above the rest. I am skimming of you. I am somebody special. I am worth paying for. My services and products are worth paying for. You put your positioning and your pricing higher than what your competition is. So if the competition is at 10,000, I will sell at 11,000. I am going to now look at what customers are willing to pay. They see a perceived value of 1,000 rupees more from me. They will come to me from you. So I'm skimming from it. Yeah, but it always comes with a little bit of caution. Skimming is also, you know, when you're attracting higher people paying a price for a similar product of a competition who's selling at 10, you're taking 11. And you have to be very careful because they expect a little more service. They expect higher quality from you. So you have to ensure that you maintain those qualities so that they're paying more. They get the perceived value for paying more. Match. I'm at par with my competition. He's selling at 8, I'm at par. My rates are completely at par. They're comparable to my competition. I may be a slight rate, slightly higher, 8,100. And then my competition, for a larger base, I may be 100 rupees lower, 7,900, just to create a larger base. But it's comparable, so basically it's an equation of your product and my product. And so pricing is similar. Surround. Now this is a very unique method. What do you do in surround? Is you charge your lowest bracket of room at a low rate. But other rooms are offered at higher rates. So a standard room is offered at 5,000. But your deluxe room is straight away offered at 9,000. It's close to the competition, but because your first available base is, it becomes closer to your competition. So because standard rooms are X amount, so they fill up faster and then the person is forced to pay 8,000, 9,000 rupees. Not forced to, I mean, willing to pay 8,900. You're creating that buzz, especially on OTAs. So you're surrounding the middle market. So you're going to the lower end of the brand and you're going to the higher end of the brand with different room types. And you will get people who will are willing to pay both. Undercut. Undercut is nowadays, especially with the advent of OTAs, undercutting is a market norm which you see nowadays. And especially when since the pandemic got over and before that, before the pandemic actually started, undercutting was heavy. The reason for it is the competition was high, the demand was not that high. demand was pretty low before. Then the pandemic actually closed the demand, and then the demand has resurfaced now. So you're potentially undercutting to attract more customers. If the demand is low and the supply is low, you're undercutting to gain the market share, which is available, to grab the market share. So you're just undercutting your competition. You're ensuring that you get filled first before the competition does. So you're creating volumes by undercutting. Penetrate. Now, in order to penetrate a market, you got to have the right pricing. But in order to entice the person to come to your hotel, to move, to experience your this, you need to give them an attractive pricing. So you're basically undercutting the market. Your low price options, you're creating low price options, which both advantage and disadvantages. You'll get people who will want to come and experience your hotel. That's your advantage. So they will come into you. Now, how you keep them is depending on what type of services you provide. You get people in the door, in the seats. You're brand new, so you are just trying to get into the market. Strategy mainly used for brand news. You're getting them to experience your product, to stimulate them. But there are negatives to it also. So that's the positive which you get. Long-term raising of prices becomes difficult. If by any chance your services are not up to the mark as competition, you lose the customer because you're undercutting. Low margins put pressure on your operations. And you are moving towards depressing the market in terms of pricing. So you have to be careful in those aspects. Now, pre-positioning, price positioning examples in food and beverage. I mean, they're examples. Like plain dosa at 30 rupees, valid from 3rd to 9th. It's price positioning. What are you doing? Undercutting, you're making sure that people come. They try the dosa. They like the dosa. But you're giving a specific time period for the first 200 only, customers only, every day. So if you're the 201 customer, you may give it to all. You may not give it to 100 only. But the customer is not counting how many are coming. So the experiencing of the product. So this is a positioning way of making people. 10% discount on food, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Your happy hours for bars. Happy hours, you come, buy one, get one free, buy two, get one free. But as soon as the happy hour goes is over, but you're creating volumes during that period of time. And you do it at times when where the sale is low. So lunchtime, usually the sale is low in restaurants. Before 8 o'clock, the sale is low in bars. So you're encouraging people to come earlier. And let's be factual, people who come in happy hour, they tend to drink much more later. So it's volumes business which you're generating there. Plus the quality business is coming after that, especially in F&B. In hotels, it doesn't go that way. In hotels, you do special discounts. You do different kinds of pricing strategies. You do, if you are a city hotel, you do weekend getaways within the city and give special discounts for weekend getaways, especially if you're a luxury hotel. Free swimming. Buffets, you add in buffets, buffet lunches. You add in all these items so that, you know, get a break from within the city in your heavy schedule. Don't do any work at home. Take a break from home. So those are things which you do in pricing policies where you generate also different classes and different things which you can do and different pricings to generate more eagerness and more response to your products. So pricing is a very important aspect in the entire chain of marketing. Right pricing will allow you to market the product properly. Undercutting will allow you to, you know, increase market share. But everything has its ups and downs. So you have to look at it in that perspective. So folks, I hope you understood pricing. And it's a very important aspect and it should always be kept in mind. So I'm thanking you for today. Thank you very much.